produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Thinking about timing, the times we're in with all that's going on in this world, in our own individual lives. I'm thinking of how short time is. How we lose people and in this time, in this journey we're on, and how we go through our days, and we think about the time of day, but we don't really think of the value of time that we have with those in our lives, and then the lives of others. We hear of passings, but do we really appreciate and value the time spent? Maybe there are moments, special moments, but how about everyday moments? Just being able to ask a question, if you're well, how was your day? Even the timings of disagreements that we have with one another, do we value? Do we take the time to value the time that we have with one another on this journey that we're on? When I think of our relationships with one another and how we tend to appreciate some, distance ourselves from some, and we justify how we feel about the situations one another, right or wrong, but the time, if we really consider the time that we have here, are those things only the special moments to be valued, or should we really consider that if we really thought about our time with one another, would some of those disagreements be really that much more important? More important than special times, not speaking to one another? Yes, I'm going somewhere. Time. We often read in one place or another how time is short. I think those that write that have come to realize what we're learning, what I'm learning, and why I'm bringing this up today, that time truly is precious. Not just the time that we have with our individual minds and thoughts and plans that we have, but the special times that we have in our lives. Not just the highs, but I think about the lows. just the everyday rituals that we do, getting up, looking forward, accomplishing tasks, the people in our lives, family, friends, and acquaintances, what have you. But I think about, in this moment, how short our time is, really is, and valuing it as we have it. Not to be sad about it, but to really appreciate even the silly exchanges that we may have. They're precious, because when we look back now, if we're mature enough to say, some of those times were silly but memorable. The disagreements, were they really necessary, or were they a teachable moment for us, when we mature enough to say, wow, if I could get the time back, would I do that differently now that I know better? I say yes. Would we cherish and really think before we spoke in disagreement? Is it necessary? Is it true? Is it really how we want to be remembered? Because we don't know our time, our beginning or our end. Only the Father does. And it's because of the Father's leading and guiding us into maturity that we realize we have a certain amount of time, all of us. I'm not counting my days as some would, but I'm looking to value my days, to really take time to appreciate even the most smallest to the highest things that we go through our day. And I hope that makes sense to you, because we need to consider not just our plans, but we all have heart's desires. And when you have a desire, sometimes that over and supersedes what someone else may want, but the value of time that we have to accomplish or to be. Some are more extravagant than others. But let's consider those that we encounter along the way, those that we spend time with, family that we spend time with, that we don't always agree with, let's be honest. But when you think of time, how do you want to be with the time that you have? We want to spend it wisely. And when I think that way, I have to line up with the Word of God. Because this Bible, if we take the time to really get into it, is a guide. And it's guiding me in this way right now to realize that my time is precious. How it's spent is also precious. Having a right heart during this time. Yes, I have heart's desires. I've had heart's desires. But I know that the Word says we can have all the desires that we want, but it's the Lord in the end that plans our way. And when I think of it that way, I have to recognize that this guide was left for me so that I may know how precious life is, not just in my own individual self, but those that I've encountered, because again, we know not the time or day. We know not the beginning or the end. So it takes me to a place of wondering some of my mindsets and ideas that I may have. Have I lined them up with the word? Have I given and considered folks in my life to be as valuable as my time? My time with them. Have I really considered that tomorrow is not promised? We say that, but I think we say it in a passing thought. Have we really sat down and took a mature moment, even when in the midst of conversation or disagreement? Have we really thought about, what if that person was not with me tomorrow? Would that be our last conversation? Would that want to be? Or would we want to walk away and say, I'm so glad that I had the time with them. Or I'm so glad that I didn't say what I said, because I did not know that maybe my time or their time would not be again. I say that to say, to value the time that we have with each other. To put aside any malice, bitterness. The word says, put away from us. And I know that that's for a reason. I know that it's not just a saying. These instructions were left for a reason, so that we would guard our mouths and our hearts and really value, put a value on the time and the people that we spend time with, that we encounter. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but what I'm saying is time for us to value, to have valuable relationships and friendships, or just conversations. To not always say what we think is right, but to consider the feelings of others. The word says a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. And I have to reference the word because right now it is my firm foundation in this walk. Because when I look to myself to be the anchor, I cannot do it. I cannot do it without the power of the Holy One. I cannot do it. I have tried and I have failed miserably at times. And I realize now that there are some things that can be said, that can be taken out of context if our hearts are not right at that moment. The word says, peace I leave with you, peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Ponder that. Think about that for a minute. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Sometimes our anger can come across, or our unsteadiness can come across to others, not in the way that we would have liked. And is that how we want to value the time that we have with one another? Or do we want to let the peace of God rule in our hearts? Do we want to walk away and be thankful for the conversations that we had, whether in disagreement or not, but to be thankful that we could leave each other's presence or give each other the time and be thankful that things that were said were meaningful, valuable to one another, and not in a place of we're bitter and resentful. Oh yes, I'm going somewhere with this. It's time for the maturity to really prevail over what we think is right, over having the peace that we need, the timing that we have, with the timing that we have. Most of us realize as we get mature-er that we want to have less strife. Well, that begins with us guarding our hearts, guarding this tongue, because it is very wicked. It's a sword. It's a double edge. How we use our words. But if we think about our encounters as valuable, precious time, would we handle ourselves differently? I think I would. If I knew that I wasn't going to see my son or my mom or my sister tomorrow, would we allow little indifferences to keep us from being and walking in love with each other, or recognizing that today our time, whatever it may be, we can agree to disagree? Must we walk away in hurt and pain, never to speak to each other again, not knowing our beginning and our end? Or would we look to a guide, a help? The Lord is a very present help in time of need. We need to get our hearts right. The word again, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. If we can remember just that, I think that certain encounters and conversations when we're off in a place, when we feel that our pressure is so high, that our words are not being understood, or we're in a place where we cannot understand, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. It means so much in the time that we have. I think it would cause us to pause and think before we said something that either escalated the situation to a point of no return, no resolution, or would we find ourselves in a place of calm and understanding toward one another? Something to think about. I say this to say, because in these times that we're in, I've heard so many hearts hurting through different channels, but in the end, the heart is hurting. And we wonder, if I had done this differently, or maybe if they had said this differently, or maybe if I could have one more moment, one more hug, one more conversation. My heart hurts today for the many that I wish that I could speak to again, for the many that I have heard that have lost on so many levels. But let's talk about the relationships that we no longer have in our lives. This should be a teaching tool for us as we go forward in this life and realize how time is so precious, how we know not that even in the span of a 5-minute encounter or a 10-minute, whatever the timing, is precious and valuable. Is that how we want to go about life? Or would we like to have our hearts and minds in a place of peace? We can only do that with the love of the Lord. We can only do that when we embrace it, when we look to it. This is why the word lets us know, let the peace come near to God, and he will come near to you. Washing our hands of things that no longer serve us. If you want to use the word sin, I think anything that disturbs the peace that God gives us can be deemed as sinful, because he gives his precious peace. And if our hearts and our minds are unstable, is that how we want to go through life? Getting to a point where we're so bound by our thoughts and minds and disagreements of life with others that we tend to bring on illnesses in our bodies and our unrest in our souls. Is that how we want to redeem and live the time that we have? I don't think so. So I come to you today because my heart is full with so many things going on in this world. And so many of us have lost loved ones. Or not speaking to loved ones. That's a loss. Let's value the times before we got to that place of not being able to have that person in our lives. And not everyone. I know there's some people that we must separate from in order to keep our peace. But must we do it with a heavy heart? Can we do that even in peace? And have peace about it and not have malice and hate in our hearts toward anyone? Because when we think about this precious timing that we have here, it's a heart thing. How do we want to live our lives? How do we want to value those precious moments in this time that we have? I paused because I see the word, and sometimes I'm like, Lord, this is not easy. And I say that often because it's not. Be realistic. There are times where we want to be in our own spaces and mindsets. But if it causes us to have a heavy heart, is that the direction that we want to go? Is that inviting in the peace of God? Again, the word comes to me. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Psalms 139:23. This guide gives us opportunity. This is precious time spent in getting our hearts right. We can't always get to our best friend to lead us and guide us, but we can always go to the Lord. Again, Proverbs, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's something for us to think about. When we're in a moment where our hearts is not at peace and we're in a place where we want to be understood, but there are times where we're out of the peace that we may find ourselves not even understanding our own self. Let's take the pressure off each other and others and come to a place where we can treasure even the timing that we have in passing. Even the smallest, most precious thing, it's exchanging a hello to a stranger, can warm your heart, especially when well received. How we have had encounters with strangers, maybe on a bus or a trip or just in a walk in the park. How precious when we think back that sometimes it was an actual stranger that we may have had a memorable moment that taught us something that we didn't get at a certain point in our lives. But because of maturity that we come to now, we understand it that much more. Because of this heart of ours, the timing that we have, we have many plans, many, many plans. But we know that it's only by God's grace and mercy that those plans can be accomplished. The word says, go ahead, make all the plans you want, but it's the Lord who will ultimately direct our steps. Proverbs again, 16:1. We can make all the plans, but it's the Lord that directs our steps. I believe that is a directive right there. That is an instruction right there to say, look to the Lord as we are on this journey. Look to the Lord. What does He say? I look at Isaiah 44:24. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord, the maker of all things, who stretches out the heavens, who spreads out the earth by myself. The Lord is teaching us the best way for you and I to go in this life. Why would we not seek Him in all that we do, in the timing that we have? Bring Him into our plans. Bring Him, spend that time with Him first and foremost, so that we may walk in maturity, so that we may be wrapped in His will and His way for our lives, because we cannot do this alone. That peace we need, the maturity that we need to be able to communicate with others, to be able to have and enjoy the precious moments, the small moments, to be able to sit quietly and collect your thoughts before spewing out your words to families or others, so that we may leave the conversation and leave that person with the best of ourselves, with the best that God has given us, his peace. So that rules in our hearts and in our minds, so that we can be thankful that we didn't give the person the worst of ourselves, but the best possible that we could at that time. We know that without the Lord's leading and guiding, the word says, and I can't put it any better, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's getting to a place of maturity, recognizing that we fail. We cannot do it alone. It is not the easiest, but with God, these things are possible. Sometimes we reference all things are possible through Christ because we're trying to accomplish something. But when we look at it, again, that's accomplishing many things. Let's add getting our hearts right and how we value our time with others. Let's add that to that. It is possible for me to recognize the Lord is my strength, that I can have a meaningful and spend meaningful time and be thankful of the time with one another because it is so short. It is so short. In a week's time, I've heard of so many losses, so sudden. And our hearts hurt for them, and our hearts hurt when we think back to our own times where we've lost loved ones. Let us value the time that we have. Let us get our hearts in a place of peace so that we can value what we have with one another. And if it is the time to move and be distant from one another, let us even do that in a thankful way, not in malice or bitterness, resentfulness. Let us seek the love of the Lord so that he can be that strength, so that he can guide us and lead us. Whatever plans we may have, let's line up with the Father. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. Though it is with a heavy heart at times, I recognize how precious it is to have moments where we can look back and say, I'm so thankful that the Lord intervened and I didn't say what I said to this person or that person, or if I went back and was able to apologize. Thank you, Lord, for maturity. May we all seek you as we walk through this journey. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.